This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now to Thailand, where tourism is a cornerstone of the economy. In 2019, according to an annual report from MasterCard, Bangkok had more international visitors than any other city in the world. The pandemic has brought a lot of that to a standstill, which means trouble for the people who work in Thailand's tourism industry. That brings us to today's edition of our series, My Economy.
My name is Nat Opasanon. I'm the owner of Your Thai Guide, a private tour guide service in Bangkok. Well, currently I'm in my living room in the countryside of Thailand, away from everything in the world right now. Your Thai Guide is a private tour guide service that we target for a small group of people, like a single person or a group of family. Everybody had the same interest on what they want to see and what they want to do on the day.
We actually feel we know about this COVID news since January, February. So we start to be like, okay, something is happening, but we don't think it's gonna affecting us. Until like March, that's when like, oh, hang on, in Thailand, we have people that got infected of this, and then the government started to freak out and the whole world started to freak out. But in the back of my head, I still be like, hey, it's probably gonna last like maybe 3 months. But well, 6 months passed, we still not open our country properly. So I was wrong.
Well, Bangkok right now still look normal. Until you going to the tourist area, which is the old town where the palace and the temple is, that is the one that you start to like realizing that, hang on a second, it's pretty empty here. And you start to see cafe, restaurant start to shut down, selling their business. Like you see a lots of place hanging the sign for sale up. And that's very depressing in my opinion.
Start to get uncomfortable to see my bank account right now just because we didn't have any income. We didn't take any customer for any tour for 6 months straight. But I still have my second job, which is a dog trainer, but it's still not a main income. And from what we see on the news, we don't think everything will be back to close to normal within this year. It might be back to normal, maybe mid next year, which is going to be another 6 more months. So it started getting to a worry point.
That was Nat Opasanon outside Bangkok. Whether you're in the U.S. or abroad, let us know how your economy is doing. You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.